Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, presented by the Men's Clinic on Sports Radio 610.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, so I'm curious how you feel about this, because I bounced it off a couple of people this morning and got different reactions. But sometimes, don't you feel like you just need to sit this one out? That's a common phrase.
100%.
You see what Jeff Luhnow tweeted? I guess it was yesterday about 2:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the anniversary of Jose Altuve going yard, taking the Astros to the World Series with a walk-off against Aroldis Chapman. The grin, you know, the big Aroldis Chapman meme,
sure,
or whatever.
Yeah, no, 100%.
I was there.
Oh, you were there?
Yeah, I was in the Crawford boxes.
Nice.
I thought you were going to say you were in the...
It landed right above your head. Right?
No, because it went more to the right towards the railings.
I mean, okay. Basically.
Yeah.
Basically. But it was
cool.
Being
pedantic. Comment.
So, that's his job.
Dang.
Exactly. I'm the pedantic one on this show.
So, Jeff Luhnow, when they tweeted that it was the anniversary, tweeted, Hall of Fame, first ballot. And I'm like... You know what's coming as soon as you do that. as soon as you type those words and press enter, you know what's coming.
He's not wrong, though.
He's not wrong.
Why are you booing him? He's right.
So I went through the comments.
Oh, no.
Are they saying he did a bang-up job?
Yeah, but he knew what pitch was coming. Why was he holding his jersey closed? Well, he cheated. I mean, this cheaters don't make the Hall of Fame, Jeff. I mean, sometimes as much as like everybody knows, Jose Altuve is the first ballot Hall. Was he trolling or was this? Should you just sit this one out?
I mean, it caused quite a buzz.
I see what you did there. I mean,
don't do that.
We get it, right? Just sit it out.
I also think
let other people say that.
Like, in some ways. This is Jeff Luhnow.
He knew what pitch was coming.
Stop.
It's my favorite one.
I feel like in some ways, that's Jeff Luhnow. You know how sometimes you're like, hey, look at this thing that I did. Look at how great it was.
Yeah.
Like, Jeff Luhnow is in large part the reason why Jose Altuve is like where he is with these Astros. Mm-hmm. Like, in some ways, he's like, first ballot Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. And who helped him? Who ushered him into the majors? What's happening? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like there's some of that there. But I hear what you're saying on the you know what's going to happen. My problem is all those things, that all those comments that you read, and I didn't go through nearly any of these.
It gets worse.
But I think all of those are about like just the nature of the scandal. Those are going to happen no matter who quote tweets that.
But why are you're like, you're just asking
because left
for it. You're just asking for it.
Because Luhnow's like, hey, man, like look at this guy.
Mm-hmm.
that we got to the league. And he is right. That is a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Like, he's right. He's not wrong.
From your perspective, at that point, Jeff Luhnow just need to not be on Twitter. You know what I mean? Like, at that point, just don't tweet anything.
He can tweet about anything, but you know what's going to happen when you do that.
Yeah, I think he's fine. I think he's fine.
Hall of Fame of cheating. I mean, it's just Hall of Fame with an asterisk.
Yeah, and it's not like he... See, I would maybe agree with you if he, out of nowhere, was the dude who tweeted the anniversary tweet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, if it was him...
And then said,
like,
yeah.
Front Office Sports tweeted the anniversary tweet, and he quote-tweeted it. I think he's good there. I think you, Jeff, keep on tweeting. You're good, big dog, at least in my book.
Mm-hmm.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Houston Rockets start their basketball season tomorrow on the road versus Oklahoma City, and we know the five guys that will get the very first minutes of the 25-26 season. That will be the jumbo lineup.
The skyline lineup.
Skyline lineup, as John Lopez has attributed to. It is Amen Thompson, Kevin Durant, Jabari Smith Jr., Alperen Şengün, and Steven Adams. And so this is kind of like a multi-layer confession. The first confession is my natural inclination is I actually don't love the idea of starting with the jumbo lineup. Mm-hmm. Like, it feels like it should be some level of curveball.
I thought you were about it.
I like it as a thought. I just feel like, hey, the idea that this is where we're starting at.
Okay.
But I understand why, especially with Oklahoma City, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they have their bigs that they'll play, especially when they play Holmgren and Isaiah Hartenstein together. Mm-hmm. So it feels like they should be able to match it up decently. The secondary level of the confession is this feels very much like last year when the Amen Thompson, should he start or should Jabari Smith Jr. go back to starting when he returns?
Yeah.
And I was very much on the wrong side of that. Yeah. I was like, no, Jabari should keep starting. I think Amen brings a great spark off the bench. Mm-hmm. Wrong.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Amen is a starter. Amen is going to be like, you know, he's going to be pushing for trying to be an all-star this year. There's people looking at him as like all defensive team lock type thing.
Mm-hmm.
I saw, I think it was Matt Moore of the Action Network on Twitter saying that is there anybody that dislikes Amen Thompson as
not
like
I've seen.
An NBA, like the entirety of the NBA, not Rockets Twitter or whatever, the entirety of the NBA, everybody loves Amen. And I was the dummy that was like, no, I think he should go back to being on the bench.
Yeah.
And so I was looking at that and I was like, Yeah.
Might have been wrong about that one.
Do I need to fight my natural reaction on this starting lineup, starting it with the big boys with the jumbo lineup?
No, I get
that. That was the secondary level of the confession.
I get it, but you know what? A very interesting season. The start of it just got more interesting for me. It's going to be interesting to see how this lineup goes out there and gets it done.
You going
to
come out to Lil Woodrow's and watch the game with me?
What time's the game tomorrow?
That's a no.
No.
You invited your friends somewhere where they're like,
I got this thing.
Hey, what's up?
Tuesdays I do the podcast, so I'm trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. You paying for the food?
6:30 is when the game starts. 6 is when we're going to be out there. So
yeah, still be edited the podcast. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet. You're going to be editing the podcast well until you go to sleep, I bet, on Tuesday. You jerk.
So I did a first time thing for me this past Friday. I mean, it's technically not my first time, but technically it is. I did play by play for football.
Hey,
the first time.
Congratulations.
I split it with somebody else, but I don't really necessarily count that because it wasn't the full game. It was just my quarter.
Mm-hmm.
But man, my confession is I had the time of my life.
Play by play.
Maybe a little too much because, you know, when you're broadcasting, you're not supposed to get a little too crazy. You know, you try to keep it at a level, but I was just having the time of my life because at first it was rough. It was a rough trek, you know. Then it's like you did all this studying and you just forget everything all of a sudden. It's like, oh. And then
that's why you gotta get yourself a spot chart, yeah. You know, right? You have the notes in front of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but high school is weird because a lot of the rosters online may be
inaccurate. Oh, that's tougher.
Been there. Yeah, I did high school football.
You've done
up
it?
In Dayton.
Oh yeah, I've done a little bit of high school football where they did. Now of course I was writing, so I was like, there was newspaper. I didn't have to actively broadcast during it, but you get a lineup hours before. It's not even complete. You're seeing dudes in numbers that are different. You're seeing dudes with a number that's not even on there, and you're like, who the bleep is this kid?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, you know, I understand. Yeah, high school ends up being rough.
And it was for 5A football, Huntsville versus Dayton, which Dayton, Broncos Stadium, shout out to all those listening.
That's a great place.
Yeah, shout out to all those that living out in Dayton. The one unique thing I saw there was that y'all have a home side bleachers that is insane. It's 132 steps.
Mm-hmm.
Up.
That's a lot of steps.
That's
Is it up but not wide?
It's a little wide, but it's like just very up there. Like, man, I'm not going to lie. If I was standing all the way up there, I probably wouldn't be able to stay. But honestly, though, it was fun. It's just, you know, that's my confession. I had fun, guys. That's another
but
one.
But look, man, play-by-play is something.
It's
couldn't
tough,
do it.
Though.
I couldn't do it.
It's tough.
Flat out. I've done a lot of color, but that's it.
Yeah.
These are my confessions.
All right, so I talked about this before the show.
Okay.
There is a secret sauce if you want the...
Here he goes. Here comes the OG sauce.
Yeah,
No. Well,
thinking that
that's
too.
A given. The OG sauce is definitely secret sauce, but that's not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
If you want to have a smash hit party, there is a secret weapon.
Okay, I'm listening.
That I discovered this weekend. And I kind of knew it, but it's the first one that we're...
Are you going to say mariachis?
No. Well, that's another one that fits the mold.
I'm just preempting myself.
If you're having a party, a birthday party in this case, invite everyone and their dogs to come.
Wait, do you mean that as like a expression, like invite everybody and a dog in here?
No, they're actual dogs.
That's
so
a great idea.
It was amazing.
I think Rob is more correct in saying alcohol.
Well, of course. But
thank you, Rob, on the YouTube.
So my son's Labrador celebrated her 15th birthday, which is very rare for a Labrador to get to 15. And she's got some issues and all that, but she's great and got around great. And so he invited everybody to come to celebrate. Pretty big occasion for a Labrador. And all the dogs, I showed you the picture.
There's a lot of dogs.
Dude, everybody had the time of their life. You're playing with the dogs. The dogs are running around the field. And we were, you know, did it at Lawrence Park right here near the Heights. And they had the little pup cups for the dogs. We had cake.
That's so cool.
We had hot dogs. And they were playing. The kids were jumping around with the dogs. And I can't believe that I waited this long. Like, if you have a party and you want it to be a smash hit, invite everybody to bring their dogs to. I showed you the picture.
I did see the picture. Yeah. Everybody lined up with the doggos.
With their dogs.
I don't know if that's the type of party I'm going to.
That's the best.
I don't think that's a meat party.
It was the best. It was a quinceañera, by the way.
Was it?
Yeah, because she turned 15. So we had quinceañera, you know, decorations and everything else. She had a little crown.
So there was mariachi.
Well, we didn't have the actual mariachis.
There's levels to this, John. Yes. There's levels to this.
But secret sauce, everybody, and your dog.
I expect you to bring mariachi to any party.
I should have.
Yeah, you should have.
Didn't think of it.
Would the dogs like mariachi?
It's music.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Touché. All right. Those are your lunchtime confessions here in Loop on Sports Radio 610 again. Apparently, Kevin Durant called the Rockets contract extension a no-brainer. Fair enough. But if you didn't hear it earlier, the Rockets starting lineup for the season opener tomorrow is versus OKC, mind you. Amen Thompson at the one, it seems like. Kevin Durant, Jabari Smith Jr., Alperen Şengün, and Steven Adams starting. What a trajectory for him. You acquired him.
He's like crucial.
You traded for him while he's dealing with an injury from Memphis. He's like a backup big, and then just one fateful night in February facing off against the Mavericks, where they have too many centers to deal with. And you're like, hey, let's bring in our second center and see if we can match. And you found something that you're going to start a whole season with.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic for the Rockets. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, a fun weekend of sports, as it often is, but this one even more so. Who is your winner or who's a loser of the weekend? 713-572-4610. We get to winners and losers of the weekend next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.